travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
212 destinations on the Department of Foreign Affairs travel advice pages, and not all are possible to visit, or perhaps they are advised not to be visited. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is going to tell us more. Paul, good morning.
Hiya, Pat. How are you doing?
So it's there for us all to check out. If you're going to some exotic part of the world, you can check it out,
yeah,
whether or not you should or should not go, or whether you can,
yeah,
or
you
may
can,
not go.
That's true. I had reason to be looking at, I'm looking at this all the time. Ireland.ie/travelwise is the pages we're talking about here today, which are the Department of Foreign Affairs, official travel advice.
Yeah.
For Irish citizens.
And this might impact on your insurance, for example.
Absolutely. It has a security ratings are, let's say, they're the top line level advice. So it has four ratings. Do not travel is the most severe. And the second most severe is avoid non-essential travel. Now, if you go to either of those categories, it will typically invalidate your travel insurance. So that's probably the most important tip to come away with from our chat this morning. The do not travel countries, there's 22, and they, you know, some of them you'd really very much expect, Afghanistan as one example, or Myanmar, but others are sort of point to how these things can change. Israel and the occupied territories, as it's called, Ukraine and Russia. Two or three years ago, neither would have been near this list. And now, do not travel is the advice. It's not just about war. It's, as the Department of Foreign Affairs says, it can be due to natural disaster, disease, civil unrest, or other life-threatening situations. And we advise that you cancel any plans to travel to this country.
Yeah.
So that's the red note.
Now, if they impose a do not travel, say tomorrow, to some country, and you've already booked, will your insurance pay?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes, it will. If the advice changes. But if you go ahead and travel anyway, then won't be covered.
Insured.
So if you get sick or if you need a repatriation or you're a victim of theft or whatever, you travelled against
the next
the
level down from that, do not go. What's the next level down?
So the next is avoid non-essential travel, typically coloured amber in these kind of lists. And there's relatively few countries on here. This is it. The advice here is you don't travel unless absolutely necessary, as there's likely to be a clear and present danger to your health or safety. So there are countries like Venezuela, like North Korea, which actually interestingly has opened up to very small tours through China this year. So there are places where the vast majority of Irish people wouldn't be going near. But the advice is to avoid non-essential travel if you go, your travel insurance.
Because the danger to your health and safety due to severe risk of crime, political upheaval, natural disaster, terrorism, or armed conflict.
Yeah, all of that. And
is that also, that's insurance as well? You won't be insured if you go there.
So the advice can change. I'll give you a quick example. Recently, there were protests in Bangladesh. The advice was upgraded to avoid non-essential travel, but it's since gone back down to the next level we're going to talk about, which is high degree of caution. So that means you have to be very careful, but you can go and your travel insurance will
cover you. Okay, so what countries are on that particular list?
So we're coming, as you come down into the high degree of caution and normal precautions, you start to find most countries. So this category are sort of additional risks from crime and terrorism, disease, extreme weather. And there's 98 destinations, so there's a lot. We can't list them out, but a couple that might surprise you, including Belgium, Turkey, Qatar and the UAE, which of course includes Dubai, which is a popular
destination. And do they give you reasons for each of these countries?
They absolutely do. So if you're travelling to Turkey, if you're travelling to Dubai, if you're travelling to Belgium, that's why I think it's worth, the vast majority of trips are going to be fun and safe. But have a quick read to be aware of what's happening, why this alert level is here. In Belgium, for instance, that'll surprise a lot of people, but that's due to the threat of terrorism acts, and that follows a shooting in Brussels just under a year ago, where the national terror level there is set at a level 3. So the Department of Foreign Affairs will take advice from its consulates and from its international partners in setting these levels. So that's why that is higher than, let's say, Spain, let's say the Netherlands or neighbouring countries. So worth having a look. Now, the vast majority of countries are then under normal precautions. And what that means is they have a similar security environment to us here in Ireland, which isn't to say you mightn't be pickpocketed, you mightn't get sick, but the risks are no more severe than at home. But they're still worth a read because there are things in there that come and go that you might not be aware of. And I think probably the most pertinent example recently is the heat waves and the wildfires that we've been witnessing in Europe. So did you know now, for instance, there are wildfires in Portugal, in the north and central parts of the country. So people who are travelling to those areas, I would certainly want to be aware of that and just double check.
I was looking at a thing on the whole continent of South America, which is being engulfed by wildfires. You know, thousands and thousands of wildfires, most of them man-made.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And you can, with news like this, with heat waves and so on, you can become kind of fatigued to it and inured to it. So it's worth, you can think, oh yeah, that's over there. Unless it's in the papers, on the websites every day, you might necessarily be aware of it. Spain, Italy, Croatia, Malta, Greece, they all now carry detailed warnings on heat waves. So where they're happening, what the practical tips are, who you should contact in the case of emergency. So again, this is something you could look at in destination.
Okay, let's think of someplace you'd love to go to, like the Côte d'Azur, where the only danger you might think is being mugged by the price of a cup of coffee. But
that should have a travel alert all of its own.
There's something there that might do you harm.
This is surprising, isn't it? Tiger mosquitoes in the south of France. So I was flicking through France to familiarise myself with their alerts and what they're warning us about. Tiger mosquitoes are the Asian mosquitoes present in southwest and southeast, as well as in Alsace and in Paris, among other areas. Why is that an issue? Because this particular mozzie is capable of carrying diseases like dengue fever, Zika, if you remember we were talking about that about a decade ago, or West Nile virus. Now, no scaremongering here. The vast majority of cases were detected in France were contracted outside of the country. But it's an interesting indication of how the nature is changing, how the mozzie is encroaching. And it just says, consider sensible precautions, you know, like the way you dress, particularly at dusk.
Now, a couple of things that you mightn't be aware of. Spain, what should we beware?
I think it's topical to point out, as you go through the advice for Spain, a need for people who might be going out clubbing or younger people or post-leaving cert holidaymakers in particular. It highlights a need to be aware of date rape drugs. So that basically means drinks being spiked. Mm-hmm. That was a central part of the summer campaign this year, which was called Make the Right Kind of Memories. And also there's a category on safety on balconies. And that might strike you as obscure, but until you think about the tragic cases we've had of people partying and people jumping from balconies, and particularly in Spain, with the pools or whatnot. So it's basically... And there's an interesting note here. If you suffer a balcony fall under the influence of alcohol and drugs, your insurance company may refuse to cover any resultant costs. So it's not just about the safety, but there's an added impact there. And Spanish authorities may impose fines on those engaged in risky behaviour on balconies.
Now, keep your passport in pristine condition if you're going to Thailand or Indonesia.
Yeah, a reader contacted me recently about being denied boarding on a Qatar Airways flight to Thailand, and the reason was a microscopic tear on her passport. I literally had to double check the photo to say, where is this? If it was in my own passport, I would have thought normal wear and tear. Mm-hmm. But again, that's a note. Some countries are way finickier than others, and you pointed out too rightly so there. So if you have damage to your passport, it's worth replacing. And again, that's a note. On the issue of passports, you can go to most countries in Europe. You can go to the US with your passport valid for the duration of your stay. So it may expire the month after. All fine. You cannot do that in countries like Turkey, like Thailand, like Dubai and several others. You need to have 6 months validity on your passport. And that's something I think takes people by surprise. Yeah, sure. They think my passport isn't expiring until December. I'm heading off to Dubai in September. What's the problem?
Yeah. Is that information available on the website
that
as well?
That is also. So if you do, it has various tabs, health, you know, customs and passport and so on. So under that, it'll tell you the validity.
Finally, going to Dubai, beware of public displays of affection.
Yeah, and this strikes us as really strange. It's a big cultural difference. It's a Muslim country described as having very different laws and customs. If you've been to Dubai yourself, Pat?
Through the airport.
Yeah, a lot of people will transfer through it and the airlines offer you the facility to overnight in Dubai, you know, very easily and so on. But you might not be aware that public displays of affection are not just frowned upon, but people have been arrested in Dubai for kissing in public. Now, there's a wide tolerance for it on hotel campuses and in resort, but not when you go out of resort. and it gets it escalates from there. Homosexuality is illegal, as is cohabitation or sex outside of marriage, which would be very unusual for us coming from our own culture. And that it's important to note that if you experience legal difficulty in Dubai or the UAE, you can be subject to a travel ban until the issue is resolved. Vast majority of people won't have to deal with this, but you just need to be aware of it.
All right, Paul, very, very interesting. Ireland.ie/travelwise or on social media at DFA Travelwise, where you get all the details.
Yeah, have a scan before you go off the country you're going to. It'll take you 2 minutes and it'll just, you know.
Okay, very good.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.